Because the Son of Man is come to seek for the lost.
那第一面他人子，所以他可能死在十字架上，可以，所以他有可能做我们的。
So there's a possibility because as the Son of Man that he could die on the cross.
他就是死在十字架，他最多可能是 martyr， 最多可能是烈士。
And so that if he were to die on the cross, then the only thing that he can reach that he's only the martyr.
有太多的烈士，但是只有一位救主。
But we know that there are many martyrs. There's only one savior.
我们怎么知道他是我们的救主？
How do know that he's our savior?
路加福音告诉他是我们的救主。
Because Luke pointed us to us that he is our savior.
他有资格做我们的救主。
He is qualified to be our savior.
他没有犯罪。
Because he was sinless.
所以弟兄姊妹，就好像一个人在水。一个人如果掉到水里面
if you drop into the water,
如果一个人在岸上他很容易就把他救上来
and then it's near the shore it's very easy to save him
所以让我们记得路加福音给我们看见主耶稣有了拥有了救主的资格
that we know Luke have told us that he is qualified to be our savior
那不止如此
more than that
所有的人都是亚当的后裔
we know that all of us are the descendants of Adam
所有的人都是男人的后裔
that we know that we are the descendants of the man
是路加福音告诉我们他是女人的后裔
but Luke tells us he is the descendant of a woman
他就是创世纪第三章十五节所预言的所预告的将来女人的后裔
that has been prophesied in Genesis chapter 3 that he is going to be the descendants of the woman
所以当主耶稣降生的时候
and when the Lord Jesus when he was born
这是大好的信息
It is such a good news.
是关乎万民的
That is considered the whole the multitude.
所以从马路加福音第一章一直就到了二十四
From chapter 1, Gospel of Luke to the chapter 24.
但如果就这次序来说的话
And then if we'll talk about the sequence.
因为不如果主耶稣是我们的救主
That if our Lord Jesus is our Savior.
他不能只是我们的人子
That he cannot only be the, our Son of God.
他拯救我们有
Son of Man.
有拯救我们有一个目的的
He saved us because there is a purpose.
所以很有意思弟兄姊妹
And it's something that is very meaningful.
当你这个你以整个的路加福音从第一章读到最后一章你看得很清楚了
And so as we examine the entire Gospel of Luke.
但是接下来的
But what follows?
你看见就在主耶稣降生在就在第一章第二章
And maybe look in Luke chapter 1 and chapter
2. 你如果仔细看这个主耶稣
you will look at the
carefully. 我们看呢、啊、我们现在很快来看
Turn with me to Luke chapter 1.
主耶稣第一章当然讲到他 主耶稣第一章讲到这个玛利亚就是主耶稣在母亲的怀里成胎
that he was conceived in the mother's womb.
然后第二章他就降生了。
And the second chapter refers to his birth.
所以我们知道如果你讲到第二章一直到第三十九节一直到三十九节
And then as we reach chapter 2 verse 39
那么弟兄姊妹你知道这里圣经告诉我们主耶稣是婴孩
Here tells us that our Lord Jesus was only a baby
所以当你开始读路加福音读到第一章第二章你读到主耶稣是婴孩
And we know chapter 1 chapter 2 refers to Jesus as baby Jesus
那如果你要知道主耶稣是小孩那么怎么那么是不是就那再读下去那你会知道主耶稣小孩的时候什么样子
And we know that how does he look like as a child
那就是马太福音第一章开始
And that begins in Matthew chapter 1
所以马太福音第一章实在说来是接着马太福音路加福音第二章三十九节的
And so Matthew chapter 1 actually follows closely after Luke chapter 2 verse 39
所以一面给我们看见主耶稣是人子
On one hand we can see that our Lord Jesus is the Son of Man
但如果从婴孩长到小孩
That we know from an infant grow up to a child
那么现在圣灵要启示给我们什么呢
What is the Spirit going to reveal to us
所以当你读到马太福音第一章第二章的时候
And so when we read Matthew chapter 1
你就知道说东方的几个博士他们就来朝见我们的主
Now we knowThat wise man from the east has come to worship our Lord.
他们要拜那个孩子
Because they want to worship the,
这个希腊原文不是婴孩是小孩
In the original Greek, it is not an infant, but it's a child.
那么我们知道圣经圣灵很仔细用这个字的
Because the Holy Spirit is very careful in using this word.
因为很明显的那个时候几个博士他们主要是要来拜那个犹太人的王
Because these wise men from the east come to worship the king of the
east. 所以那个时候主耶稣大概已经一岁了 一岁多了。
And at that time, our Lord Jesus was about 1 year old.
我已经说过，我们普通常常觉得怎么圣，他们普通演圣诞剧的时候。
That we know that many a times when you know when we saw the story of Christmas.
这个十二月是24号那个晚上。
And that is the at the Christmas Eve.
你看牧羊人就来了。
We can see the this.
然后呢，几个博士也来了。
We can see there are some the wise men will come.
所以我从前看这个剧，我里面就有个问题。
And so when you look at this station, I have this this question in my mind.
这几个博士大概做喷射机来的。
How does this prophet come? They must have taken a jet.
怎么可能他们从东方看见那颗星，然后过了一年又看见那颗星？怎么可能一下子就来了？
How would they see a star 1 year later that they're already here?
所以我们知道说，这个事实上这已经是一年以后的事。
So we know that this has actually taken place for 1 year.
主耶稣降生那天，那个时候
，When Jesus was born,
的确有星出于雅各。
There was a star that came from Jacob.
所以几个博士，他们很可能他们受了但以理书的影响。
And because that this wise man was influenced by what is written in Daniel.
他们读但以理书九章。
And when they read Daniel chapter 9,
他们知道说弥赛亚经过了69个7，他要被剪除。
That we know that this Messiah after the 69 times 7, he is going to be removed.
所以从那里倒退40年到70年，那应该就是弥赛亚诞生的。
And so you trace back 70 years, that would be the birth of the Messiah.
所以这些就是博士
，and these are the wise men。
你看见说，路加马太福音所讲那个博士，那个字就是在是个这个巴比伦所用的字。
And you know that in Matthew you mentioned this one man is actually the words that have derived taken from the Babylonian。
那个字是用来形容与这个形容这个但以理和他三个朋友。
And that was the same word that described Daniel and his three friends。
不错，这个字可以用在有的是星象家的身上。
And we know that you may use that on Those astrologists,
他基本上是指的博士来说。
But basically, this refers to the wise men.
你知道他们可以说是尼布加尼撒王的智囊团。
Because they are the strategies of the king Nebuchadnezzar.
所以但以理都做了宰相了。
And so Daniel became the prime minister.
所以但以理是个博士。
And now you know that Daniel is a professor.
A wise man. 那么他的三个朋友也是博士。
And so their three friends were also wise men.
那么弟兄姊妹，现在是多少年了以后
？So brothers and sisters, that's how many years after?
他们仍旧读但以理书。
But now they still read Daniel.
他们也明白民数记。
They have understood numbers.
有星要出雅各。
There will be a new the stars that come from Jacob.
结果果然看见那颗星。
And so now they have seen the star.
所以他们就骑着。也许骑着骆驼，他们就到了耶路撒冷。
And perhaps they were at the back, they were riding the camels, and now they came to the.
如果是犹太人的王，他一定降生在耶路撒冷。
That we know if it is the king of the Jews, he must have born in Jerusalem.
结果他们就问希律王。
And so they asked King Herod,
这个犹太人的王当生在何处
？Say where is this king of Jews? Where is his birthplace?
我们特地是要来拜他。
We have come specially to worship him.
我不是告诉过弟兄姊妹吗
？I have told brothers.
就在好几年前，罗马帝国就封给这个希律王这个封号，就是犹太人的王。
You know that many years before that it was the Roman Empire that had given the titles to Herod as king of the Jews.
结果这个消息一传出去，整个耶路撒冷都不安全。
That we know as this news spread that there was great disturbance in Jerusalem.
你知道罗马皇帝有一句话。
And there's one word given by the Roman
Emperor. 他说你宁可做狗，你也不要做这个希律的儿子。
That you if you rather to be a dog, not to be the son of Herod.
他心一横起来以后啊，他杀所有的人，什么人都杀的。
That he is very vicious that he will kill anyone.
儿子好几个儿子，他
no, he has
解决的。
He has in fact killed his own son.
所以弟兄姊妹，他知道他死的时候没有人为他流眼泪。
You know that you know he's a cruel man. You know that when he died, nobody will shed any tears.
结果他要人和他陪葬，人家流眼泪不是为他流，是为着陪葬的人流的。反正有人哭就是好了。
And because that those people who weep is not because but those people who have actually buried him, they were weeping for those who buried him.
所以我们说他是个嫉妒心很强很强的。
You know that he has such jealousy.
所以大家就知道说大概不知道谁又遭殃了。
And no, who is going to get into trouble?
他们没有想到两岁以里的婴孩通通要杀尽。
Nobody knew.2 years and below, they were all killed.
那么弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
所以马太福音一开始给我们看见犹太人的王。
In Matthew, it shows us that the king of the Jews.
而第一章给我们看见他的家谱。
Now we can see the first chapter is the genealogy of the king.
14代，14代再14代。
14 generation, 14 generation.
大卫 在希伯来的原文。
That we know that David in the original Hebrew.
如果你把每一个字母的数字加起来，刚好是十四。
If you add up all the alphabets, it's all that 14.
这个家谱是大卫的家谱。
And this is the genealogy of David.
所以主耶稣生下来应该他的如果你读他的家谱，他属于大卫的谱系。
That we know that if you were to read carefully, that he is actually from the genealogy of David.
所以我们知道说，当这个所以我们晓得说，从整个马太福音一开始就给我们看见主耶稣不只是救主，而且他是我们的君王。
And so when you read Matthew, we can see on one hand he is our savior, but he is also our king.
所以第一句话是大卫的儿子亚伯拉罕的儿子。
So you talk about he is the descendants of David, descendants of Abraham,
the son of David.
Of David and the son of Abraham.
所以这是希腊文的次序。
And this is the chronological order of the Hebrew.
所以罗马最根本的马太福音是给我们看见主耶稣乃是君王。
And so that from the Gospel of Matthew, he shows us that he is the Son of God.
他是怎样的君王呢？
How is he being a king?
大卫是先逃难，先流亡，然后才登上宝座。
We know that King David, he was first in exile before he ascended to the throne.
所以这就是马太福音说要给我们看。
And this is what Matthew is trying to describe to us.
所以弟兄姊妹，他一生下来就逃亡了。
That we know that as he born, that he has gone into exile.
如果他是王的话。
And if he's a king,
他应该像扫罗一样叫别人流亡。
That we know that if he, that he will be just like Saul, he will send anyone into exile.
从第二章开始。
From chapter 2.
你看见我们主耶稣已经像大卫一样开始流亡。
And we know that our Lord Jesus, just like David, he has gone into exile.
到了第十二章的时候。
And we come to chapter 12.
跟随主耶稣人饿了。
And
结果他们就掐了麦穗。
And that we know, those who followed Jesus, they were hungry and they crushed the ears of the corn.
他们说你们犯了安息日。
Because they say that you have offended the Sabbath.
主耶稣提醒他们。
The Lord Jesus reminded them.
当初跟随大卫的人肚子不是也是饿了。
Don't you know that those who follow David into exile, they were also hungry?
大卫不是在安息日吃了那个饼吗？
Do you know that King David at that time, they were the one who also ate the bread.
为什么主耶稣讲这句话？
Why did the Lord Jesus quote this verse?
他就是王。
Because he is the king.
他是被弃绝的。
Because that he was forsaken.
最后他们说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
And towards the end, they say, crucify him, crucify him.
给他戴上荆棘的冠冕。
That he has worn the thorns.
让他手里拿着芦苇的杖。
That we know that he have the wheat in his hand.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你看见吗？世界上没有一个王像这样的王。
There is no king in this world that like our Lord Jesus.
但是主来了，他的天国就是这样的一个国度。
But when the Lord Jesus comes, this is his kingdom.
你怎么知道是天国？你怎么知道你没有走错？
How do you know that you have not gone to the wrong way?
你到了英国，你知道女王在哪里。
If you go to England, you know where the queen is.
你到了荷兰，你也知道这个一个国度在哪里，一个国家在哪里。
You know that if you go to Holland, you know where the palace is.
你怎么知道这是天国？
How do you know it's the heavenly kingdom?
因为这个国的君王头上戴的是荆棘的冠冕。
Because the king of this kingdom has won a crown of gold.
他手里拿着乃是芦苇的杖。
Because in his hands is only the wheat.
弟兄姊妹，不要忘记。
Deception is the wheat.
这就是约翰，这就是马太福音所要给我们看见的。
This is what the gospel of Matthew has painted for us.
他旁边有两个强盗盯着。
There were two robbers.
起头，他们都笑主耶稣。
Of course, in the beginning, they were all laughing at Jesus.
但是其中有一个听见主耶稣说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做，他们不知道。”
But one had heard that Father, forgive them for what they have done. They do not know.
结果他开始祷告了。
And so that this robber began to pray.
他说：“主啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。”
He says that when you in paradise, remember me.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
在十字架上
，at the cross,
这个强盗看见一个宝座。
That at that cross, the robbers have seen.
这个钉十字架的人是坐在宝座上。
Because this person who was crucified is now seated on the throne.
他怎么坐在宝座上
？How did he now ascended to the throne？
因为十字架是他的宝座。
Because the cross is his throne.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers，
你看见吗？这就是天国。
This is the kingdom.
贫穷人有福，灵里贫穷人有福了。
The poor in the spirit，
因为天国是他们。
Because the kingdom is theirs.
最贫穷的人是最富有。
Because the one who is in poverty is the one.
最卑微的人是最高的人。
Those in humility is the one that
will be high. 要在后。
For the last shall be the first.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
什么叫 the kingdom of heaven?
What is this kingdom of heaven?
天国那是 upside down kingdom， 是颠倒过来的。
The kingdom of heaven is in fact of what we understood by upside down.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
我们如果要伟大。 就要做众人的佣人。
If you want to be first, you become servants of others.
要为首，就要做所有的仆人。
That you want to be first, you have to be the servant of others.
我们的主是最大的。
Our Lord is the greatest.
他在十字架上服侍了我们每一个人。
Because on the cross, he has served each one of us.
所以弟兄姊妹，
and so brothers,
现在你看见吗？最外面的是路加福音。
The outer portion is Luke.
你读到第二章以后，
when you come to the second chapter,
马太福音就开始。
And it begins, it continued by Matthew.
一直到二十八章。
Right to Matthew 28.
给我们看见那个王在那逃亡。
And we can see how this king has.
就像大卫一样，在那流亡。
He just like